Title: Melodic Intervals That Evoke 90s Jungle Advanced. All right, welcome in. Today we're going deep on a very specific skill, melodic intervals that instantly read as 90s jungle, and how to build them in Ableton Live in a way that actually locks to the break. Because here's the big truth. Classic jungle melody usually isn't about fancy chord progressions. It's about interval choice, short hypnotic phrasing, and that sampler attitude. Two or three notes, said the right way, with the right timing and grit, can feel more jungle than a whole page of harmonic theory. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small jungle composition kit inside one live set, a one-bar or two-bar lead motif, a stab or pad layer that implies harmony, and a call-and-response arrangement approach that leaves space for drums and bass. We'll keep it dark and rolling, around 170 BPM. Step 0. Set the project up so the intervals feel right. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That tempo range matters because the melodic rhythm has to sit inside the same nervous system as the break. If you're in Live 12 and you like the extra guidance, set the global scale to a minor. If you want darker, pick F minor. Either is perfect for this. Create three MIDI tracks, lead motif, stabs or pad, and optionally a sub or bass reference track. Even if you don't write the bass today, having a placeholder helps you avoid writing a lead that fights the low end. One workflow rule for jungle: keep melodic parts in short loops, 1 to 2 bars, and develop the track with arrangement, automation, and density changes, not by constantly changing chords. Jungle thrives on repetition with evolution. Now step 1. Choose a sound that reacts like 90s jungle. If your lead is super pristine and modern, the notes can be correct and it still won't read right. A lot of those classic hooks were sampled, resampled, band limited, and slightly unstable. The most authentic path in Ableton is simpler. Drag in something short. A vocal ah, a synth one shot, a thin saw or square, even a little resish snippet. Put simpler in classic mode. Set it up like a mono lead first. One voice is great. If you want a tiny bit of overlap, go 2 or 3 voices, but don't make it a big pad yet. Add a little glide. 40 to 90 milliseconds is the sweet spot. That glide makes your small intervals feel like they're sliding on tape, not stepping like a spreadsheet. Then filter it. Low pass 12 or 24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how bright your sample is, and add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. You're aiming for that band-limited sample through a system vibe. Then a simple stock chain, saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip-on, auto-filter high pass around 120 to 250 Hz to stay out of the bass, and echo or delay with something like 1/8 or 3/16, feedback around 15 to 35%, and low-pass the repeats so they tuck behind the drums. If you want your stabs cleaner and controllable, Wave-eatable works too. Pick basic shapes, lean sawish. Set the amp envelope for stab behavior, short decay, low sustain, and you can add redux likely later to age it. Cool. Now step 2. Your core interval vocabulary. This is the part you memorize and then you stop guessing. 5 interval moves do most of the heavy lifting for jungle mood. Minor second, plus or minus 1 semitone. That's tension. That's the wrong note grit. It's the chromatic flick that makes a loop feel alive. Minor third, plus or minus 3 semitones. That's the emotional jump. Dark, musical, hooky, tritone, 6 semitones. That's menace. Unstable sci-fi. Use it like a spike, not like a meal. Perfect fourth or perfect fifth, 5 or 7 semitones. That's the rave backbone. It feels strong and chant-like. And octave jumps, 12 semitones. That's punctuation. It screams sample replay, especially when it's used sparingly. Here's the key jungle trick. Choose 2 intervals as your identity. For example, minor second plus minor third. Then choose 1 spike interval, tritone or octave, and reserve it for phrase endings. That's how you get a motif that feels like it's speaking, not just looping. Step 3. Build a 1-bar motif using interval formulas. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on your lead motif track. Set your grid to 16th notes. Pick a root note. We'll use an A minor as an example. Motif formula number 1. Minor third call plus minor second rub. Scale degrees are 1 to flat 3 to 2 to flat 3. In A minor, that's a to C to B to C. Rhythm suggestion. Hold A for an 8th note, then C as a 16th, B as a 16th, C as an 8th, then leave some rest. That rest is important. Jungle melody breathes. The break needs space to talk, and pay attention to why this works. The B to C movement is the minor second. That tiny half-step tension releases instant jungle language, especially when it's short and a little gritty. Motif formula number 2. perfect fourth backbone plus chromatic turn, degrees 1 to 4 to flat 3 to 3, with that major third acting like a borrowed flash. In A, that's a to G to C to C sharp. C sharp is outside a minor, and that's the point, but treat it like a gesture, a quick grace note, like a 16th, that leads into D or resolves back to C. Don't cab on it like you changed key. In jungle, those borrowed notes are like facial expressions, not new harmony. Motif formula number 3, tritone stab into octave answer, degrees 1 to flat 5 to 1, but the last one is an octave up. In A to E flat to A up an octave, make this a bar-rending fill, not the whole motif. If you tritone all the time, you desensitize the listener. If you save it for the end of the bar, it becomes a signal. It tells the dancer, something's turning over. One Ableton detail that matters a lot here, note length. After you input notes, make sure short notes are actually short. If you leave notes overlapping and you've got glide on, you'll get unintentional slides. Sometimes that's cool, but you want to choose it, not accidentally create it. So trim notes intentionally. Now step 4. Make it 90s. This is timing, velocity, and sampling vibe. First, groove. Use the groove pool. Grab a subtle swing like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Apply it gently. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity around 5 to 15. Random can be 0 to 10. The goal is not drunken timing. The goal is pocket. The melody should feel like it's leaning into the break, not sitting on top of it. Next, velocity. For advanced jungle, velocity isn't just loudness. Velocity is articulation. It's brightness. It's how hard the sampler hits. In simpler, use velocity to open the filter a bit more on harder notes, so accents pop, without you turning the fader up and down. If you've got expression control or similar tools, you can map velocity to filter cutoff more explicitly. Or you can just automate filter changes by hand if that's faster. Now add grit, because grit is part of the melody. Put redux early in the chain. Bits around 10 to 12 is subtle. 8 or 9 gets crunchy. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Then EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz to stay out of the bass. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4 KHz. Then saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive. Soft clip on. Then utility for width. In jungle, I often keep the lead fairly centered, especially if the break is wide and busy. You can always put width on the delay and reverb returns. Teacher note, if it starts sounding like a bit crusher effect, you went too far. The goal is I'm not sure what converter this went through, but it's exciting. Step 5. Add stabs or pads using interval stacks that scream jungle. This is where you imply harmony without writing a whole progression. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on the stabs or pad track. Think short chord hits, offbeat placements, and heady filtering. Try these chord shapes in minor keys. First, minor triad with an added fourth, kind of sus flavored. Intervals above the root are 0, plus 3, plus 5. In A, 8, C, D. Ravy but still dark when you filter it. Second, minor triad plus minor seventh. Intervals 0, plus 3, plus 7, plus 10. In A, 8, C, E, G. That's deep and soulful when it sits behind the break. Third, a quartal-ish stack built in fourths. 0, plus 5, plus 10. In A, 8, D, G. That's very 90s pad language. For rhythm, place chord hits on offbeat so they dance with the break. Try hits on the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. Then in bar 2, vary it slightly. Add a pickup hit right before the loop, so the 2-bar clip feels like it's pulling you back to the start. Process stabs like old samples. Auto filter low pass. Cut off anywhere from 500 Hz up to 3 kHz and modulate it slowly. Add reverb, short to medium decay, and high pass the reverb input so you don't fog up the sub. A touch of chorus ensemble can widen it in that classic sampler spread way. Optional but very effective. Drum bus on stabs. Yes, seriously. A little transient boost plus a tiny bit of drive can make stabs speak like hardware hits. Then EQ aggressively. High pass maybe 200 to 400 Hz depending on your bass, and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz for that sampled ceiling. If you're feeling fancy, a tiny hint of corpus, 5 to 10%, can add that plasticky rave resonance. Step 6. Arrange like jungle. Call and response and negative space. This is where a lot of people miss the genre. Jungle melody isn't constant. It's conversational. It appears, disappears, answers itself, then resets. Try this simple 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Breaks and bass only. Tease a filtered stab occasionally, like a ghost. This sets tension. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the lead motif every other bar. That one bar on, one bar off makes the break feel bigger and gives the listener time to learn the hook. Bars 17 to 24, full motif every bar, plus an extra turnaround at bar ends. This is where you spend your tritone or octave spike. Bars 25 to 32, drop the motif out. Let stabs and FX carry. That reset is classic. It makes DJs happy and it makes your next drop feel like it matters. Automation ideas that are very on brand. Open simplers filter slightly as you build sections. Automate redux downsample for a degrade moment on fills. And do delay throws on the last note of a phrase. Automate your echo send up just for that hit, then back down. It creates instant space without washing the whole line. Step 7. Make it sit with the bass, because jungle lives or dies on the low end. If your bass is heavy in A, keep your lead mostly above 300 to 500 HE. Avoid sustained notes that sit on the same pitch as your sub for long stretches, especially the root. Too many held A's can mask the sub and make the whole track feel smaller. A practical approach is light side chain from the drum bus to the lead and stabs. Nothing dramatic. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to let the snare crack and kick transient speak. But here's a more musical alternative. Call and response with the bass. On bars where the bass is busy, make the lead sparse. Maybe just one flick and some space. On bars where the bass is droning, let the lead become rhythmic. It's not just mixing, it's arrangement as mixdown. Now, advanced coach notes to level this up. Think in interval cells, not full melodies. A lot of classic hooks are a 2 or 3 note cell that gets recontextualized by rhythm, register, and tiny pitch nudges. Write a cell, then ask, can I state it high and answer it low? Can I keep the notes but change where the accents land? Can I turn the last note into a pickup so the loop feels inevitable? Exploit blue notes as momentary color. That major third flash inside a minor key, with a flat 5 stab, works best as a passing moment. If you linger, it stops feeling like jungle flavor and starts feeling like a different harmony system. This audio version is shortened for playback.